Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, the Rubicon, in 3, 2, 1.
Paragon 7 Studios.
So I'm reading this from healthcaredive.com. The Centers of Medicare and Medicaid Services quietly released highly anticipated 2026 star ratings for Medicare Advantage insurers on Thursday, October the 9th. The agency normally issues a press release on the results, but is yet to do so. Many think operations may be hampered by the government shutdown. Insurers jockey aggressively for higher stars. Now, I'm cutting out some stuff here because I consult in the space. So this article talks about winners and losers. I'm not going to get into that. So I'm kind of jumping forward in the article. Insurers jockey aggressively for higher stars, which are tied directly to lucrative bonuses and competitive advantages in the Medicare Advantage program. It's particularly important to payers that their Medicare Advantage contracts reach the 4-star cutoff, given that translates to higher bonus payments. Higher scores also result in larger rebates if plans submit bids, which is the process where each health plan says that, hey, we're going to operate in a specific county. So I live in Sumner County, Tennessee. I think Davidson County, Tennessee. That's all part of the Nashville metro area, Williamson County, Tennessee. So health plans, they basically go through the process. They say, are we going to be in every county in every state that we're in? Are we only going to be in certain counties? Or are we only going to be in rural counties? Are we only going to be in urban counties? So you may live in a county where the plan is offered, but it may not be offered 30 minutes away in the next county over. So the article goes on, plans that saw their ratings decline may elect to cut supplemental benefits or increase premiums to protect their margins, according to TD Cowen analyst Ryan Langston. That could further shrink the robustness of Medicare Advantage plans in 2027. At a time when major carriers are already cutting back in a bid to resuscitate fledgling profits, Medicare Advantage plans historically have been quite lucrative for payers, but margins have shrunk over the past few years post-COVID. As seniors utilize more medical care, healthcare services became more expensive, and regulatory changes adversely impact reimbursement. Now, this is the space that I play in, and it is a very good article. There are some articles that are out there. They talk about the specific plans that are doing well and plans that are not doing so well. I'm just not going to get into that space. Even the plans that I don't consult for or don't have a relationship with on the business side, the healthcare business side of Paragon 7 Studios, I don't want to get into that. But in essence, in the industry, it's becoming harder and harder to be a 4-star plan. If you don't hit the 4-star threshold, you're not going to get the quality bonus payments, which can be anywhere from 5 to 10% per county from the Centers of Medicare and Medicaid Services. You go a few years, you're not getting the quality bonus payments. Look, I've seen this movie from both sides. I've been places where we were 4.5-star plan. We were very successful. Everybody bonused. They brought out the yachts, the helicopters, the lobster, all of that good stuff. And then I've been in a plan where it was a 2.5-star, and the CEO basically got up and said, look, we're going to have to sell this mother bleeper because if you're below a 3-star, the federal government could shut you down at any given moment. And the CEO, I respect him to this day. He said, look, this ship is sinking. We're going to have to sell. We're going to make sure that when we sell, everybody's covered for 4 months of salary. But if you want to get the hell up out of here and you don't want to wait around for that, I'll help you leave. No hard feelings. And that's just the ebb and flow of the industry as consumers, because this is a show, this is health care for the culture. So I'm focused on really providing this information to people listening, not really the executive leadership lens. I mean, people out there listening, if you're listening to this show, you're driving around most likely the Beltway in DC. I know we're syndicated or serious, but most of HR Voices listeners are DMV people. And if you're driving around listening, you don't really care about my bonus payment, right? Like you don't care about the executives, the suits, even the doctors and the financial side. You want to have the best benefits. You want to have the best opportunities to maximize your health care, or if you're taking care of someone, a parent, a spouse, you want to make sure that they're set up to have the best possible clinical outcomes. I keep bringing it up because annual enrollment period is coming up, and that's the importance. I knew that they were going to release the star ratings. There was some concern that star ratings weren't going to come out because of the government shutdown. And annual enrollment starts next week. And I knew that the star ratings are going to come out because you need the star ratings to do annual enrollment. So if you're looking for a Medicare plan, you're going to look up, you're going to talk to a broker, you're going to do your due diligence, and you're going to choose a plan that's a 4-star plan or a 4.5-star plan. And your broker is going to push you to choose a plan that's a 4-star plan, that's a 4.5-star plan. I'm just telling people to educate yourself. Go out and do the research. If you're in that situation, go out and research. What plan am I interested in? What's important to me as far as maximum out-of-pocket? What's important to me as far as co-payments? What are the chronic illnesses that I have? Do I want an HMO? Do I want a PPO? All of those things are very important. And star ratings are very important. You want to go somewhere that has a high-performing indicator and a good report card, and that you feel that the providers are going to manage if you need a mammography, if you need a colonoscopy. I was saying in a segment earlier on the show that I have a colonoscopy coming up. If you need a screening for prostate cancer, if you have recently broken a bone and you need a DEXA scan, all of those things, if you're on medications and you want the best access to a pharmacy, all of those things are very important. I'm going to be discussing them every week and engaging with the listeners of this show just to provide education. And it's important to me, especially in communities of color, to have someone that understands what's behind the curtain and wants to advocate for you and wants to support you. Because ultimately, star ratings, all of the financial stuff, those things are not sexy. They're kind of boring to someone that's not necessarily in the industry. But they do matter to your personal health care. If you're on Medicare or if you're on Medicaid, you want to go somewhere that has high results, that has a good network, that can get you everything that you need. So I'm excited. And I hope to provide as much support and insight this fall. Howard University Radio Network's Sirius XM 141. This is James Lewis, host of The Rubicon. If you or a loved one is aging into Medicare or have questions about enrollment in a local Medicaid or Affordable Care Act plan, please comment on any of our segments on Lanchday Plus, hosted by Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. You can also follow Paragon 7 Studios on Instagram and direct message us with all of your questions about the best benefit packages for your family, budget, and the management of chronic conditions. Healthcare for the culture.
James Lewis.
You dislike the decisions that I've made.
I do, because they have a poor impact. I feel like CEOs or people managing hospitals should be somebody who has a license.
But what about so you should not be able to...
Not if you
manage
don't have
a hospital if you don't have a nursing license.
Not a nursing license. It could be an MD.
I've worked with people that said that to me when I've been in executive roles. They're like, well, you're not a nurse. I'm not going to listen to you.
And
I'm like, you are going to listen to me or you're not going to have a job on Tuesday. Like, it's just, let's work together.
I just don't think they really, people who don't come from that clinical background, who have not been on the front, they don't really have
you don't really respect what I do.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, the Rubicon. In 3, 2, 1.
Paragon 7 Studios. When you feel invisible, exhausted, stressed, or anxious, when you have days that just feel too hard to get through, you are not alone. If you or someone you love is struggling with mental health or problems with drugs or alcohol, help is right in your hands. Call or text 988 to connect with a National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline specialist and get support whenever you need it. Help is here. Call or text 988.